You're listening to Path of the Jedi with your host, Ronnie Cruz.
All right, welcome to Path of the Jedi, the podcast where Star Wars meets personal development. My name is Ronnie Cruz, your host for this road weary adventure. That's right, road weary. I hate to continue to use the excuse of my workload and my crazy schedule, but I feel like I'm definitely burning the candle at both ends. And if you are a regular listener to the show, again, you'll notice that this week's episode is released late, at least for those of you who listen to the show the day it comes out, which is supposed to be Wednesday. It's just so much going on, and it's that time, right? I'm starting to feel a little road weary, and it kind of, like, to me, dawned on me why the vacation schedule or the vacation rhythm, the break rhythm of schools here in the U.S. at least, is the way it is, right? You know, we start off the new year, with new goals, new outcomes that we want to create, and we get to work, right? We get to work diligently, pushing and grinding towards those goals. And, you know, 1 month goes by, 2 months go by, and that's a great amount of time to create new habits for yourself. However, it's not necessarily enough time to start seeing tangible results, tangible progress towards some of your bigger goals. Pushing two and a half, even 3 months straight without taking a break, it takes its toll. It takes its toll. So, you know, this is that time of year. If you are, you know, working towards a new goal, or even if you're still in school, you'll realize that, man, I right about now need a break. And I'm definitely feeling that way, which is, thankfully I do have a break coming up. I'm going to be traveling to Mexico next week, which is awesome. But definitely feeling it, right? And so, you know, if you have been working and grinding, you know, the last couple of months, give yourself some grace, pat yourself on the back, and give yourself credit for doing the work, but also allow yourself a breather, right? It's really, really important to take time and to pause and to take deep breaths, not just the quarterly breaks that we're given in the work structure or the school structure, but even on the day-to-day, right? Even on the day-to-day, every hour and a half, 60 to 90 minutes, just take a break, pause, no matter what you're doing, just pause, stand up, get the blood flowing, take, 10 deep breaths and close your eyes, whatever it needs to be to just kind of recenter, refocus and get grounded again, right? Because we can easily get caught up in the grind and burning the candle at both ends and just go. That's a recipe for burnout. So make sure you're taking proper breaks and you're taking proper care of yourself. Otherwise, you'll be road weary, right? You'll start to get road weary. Now, that also, I think, applies to the conversation that we're going to have today. I'm not going to talk about a specific episode with the Bad Batch. I'm going to talk about just a dynamic that I see happening in this season, especially around Omega, right? Omega is definitely the central character, and I'm caught up now with the show. I've watched all the episodes that have been released, and I definitely see that there is this life that they have, this life that they're leading is in fact very much taking its toll, right? Very much taking its toll. You could see the road weary, the road weariness, if that we can say that. Not only with the Bad Batch themselves, the crew, but also with Omega, right? And how this lifestyle is starting to affect her. And so, really, really be mindful of the environments especially for kids, the environments that we're creating for the children. And it's so important. It's so important. This is, I think, a conversation to use the cliche, they're our future. And we really, really have to be mindful and take care of not just the world we leave for them, but the internal world we leave for them. And that's what we're going to get into today. Okay, Omega. A child growing up in this kind of environment, and we see that she's handling things fairly well given the circumstances of, again, the amount of uncertainty and stress and really trauma or traumatic events that continually happen to this group. Now, of course, I firmly believe that she's the central character, and so just to kind of focus in on her and her progress. This is the time of a child's development where it's going to create a lot of patterns, especially as a response to these traumatic events that she's continually experiencing, right? Trauma's big and small, right? Like, you might think of Echo leaving as something of maybe not too major of a trauma. However, for a child, that level of change and disruption to their familial structure can take its toll, right? Can take its toll if unchecked. And so, it's just one thing that I really want all of you to be aware of that listen to the show is, especially for those of you with children, understand that everything that we do, big and small, affects the development of a child and affects their outlook as adults. I mean, if you think about the things that you're still holding on to, some memories, events that may or may not be big traumas, but small t traumas that you still carry with you, like those are the kind of things that's happening right now at this stage of Omega's development. Right? I mean, as adults, if there's still things that we remember for whatever reason, memories that we're still holding on to, then of course, what more with children that go through very, very traumatic, like big T traumatic, traumatic events in their childhood. So, it's something to be always, I feel like we should be aware of and remind ourselves of. Because if we do, then we will, I think, be more careful with the types of environments we're creating for children. We see again, I mean, Omega, of course, a fictional character, but she's there's things that she's really starting to I think, well, and this is the road weary part of it, right? I think their lifestyle is starting to take its toll, right? Again, the uncertainty, the high level of stress. I mean, just the sheer danger to life, right? It's not something that I well, without proper guidance and perspective, it's going to be really tough for her as an adult. She can come out the other end and grow up to be very jaded, grow up to be very guarded and cynical and skeptic and not trusting the world, right? And we see that now. You know what I mean? I point this out because there are so many situations happening right now in the world where children are very much at high risk. And it doesn't have to be on the other side of the world or in places where there's conflict and war and things like that. I mean, this stuff can happen really anywhere. I mean, you look at here in the US, the number of children now who have had to survive through mass shootings, right? At school shootings. There's one I saw recently. There was a boy, well, a young man now at this point, I believe in college, who has survived two school shootings. And he's only in college, right? Right? He's in his lifetime has had to survive an experience two mass shootings. And so imagine the trauma for that individual. I've never experienced, thankfully, knock on wood, and hopefully many of you have not had to experience that. But imagine, really put ourselves in the shoes of somebody who has not just once, but twice. The amount of well, yeah, the amount of psychological trauma and damage that results from an experience like that, right? And so, that's definitely like big T trauma, and we see, I feel like we see more and more of that happening, but then also the little T traumas, right? You know, with the day-to-day interactions that we have with children. I know I don't have kids, and that partly is by design. I know that for me, all the things that I have to work on personally, I never saw myself fit to have children or to raise them. And so, having that level of mindfulness, I think, is important, because if there are things that I still need to handle and I still need to face that I don't have grips with, then there is very much a real risk that those are things that I would pass on. Right, those are things that I would pass on. And again, I'll admit that even with my nieces and nephews, there have been times in the past where I've not been the greatest example. I've not been the the best adult influence that I necessarily could have been. This is the situation with Omega for sure. Not only is she experiencing traumatic events and a high stress environment that's very volatile and pretty much zero certainty, but the adults, right, the Bad Batch themselves, the crew, all have their own traumas that they bring to the table, right, their own patterns. And if they're not aware of those things, they're soldiers, right? Not only are they soldiers, but they're really, for all intents and purposes, orphans. Born of a test tube, and they only have each other as a brotherhood, and that was ripped apart. They were created to be soldiers, and none of that exists anymore, right? So they have their own traumas. They have their own kind of skeletons in their closets, and without being mindful of those, that can affect their interactions, right? We bring our patterns, we bring our traumas, big and small, into the interactions that we have. Whether we're interacting with a group, we're interacting with an individual, whether we're interacting with adults or children, as soon as there is a, some kind of perceived threat or challenge to our ego, to ourself, then these patterns kick in, because patterns, generally are protective patterns, right? They are created and embedded as a result of wanting to protect the self. And so we bring these to the table, in a case like with the Bad Batch and Omega, they have their own patterns that come out. And we see sometimes they snap at Omega, or sometimes, they are short at the very least with each other and Omega. Again, those are all just patterns. However, Omega is going to imprint on those. Right, small t traumas. Right, these kind of high stress situations. If you think back, okay, as an adult, if you think back of any time your parent or whoever your guardian, whoever raised you, if ever they've lost their temper around you, and how that made you feel, and if that's something that you're still carrying, then understand then that's the impact that those situations have. It's important. It really is important. If you're still young, and if you're still kind of navigating the world into adulthood, these are things that you can address and kind of look at in a healthy way, so that you don't carry this baggage with you. And then as adults, if those of you who are already kind of into your adult years realize that you do have patterns, whether you know it or not. And it's important to start growing your awareness around these things, because if you don't, then you pass them on. You pass them on to the next generation after that. It's that old saying, right? Sins of the father, sins of the son. And I think I've talked about this already on this show. It's really the importance of the work that we do in personal development and in self-development, right? Growing that awareness about ourselves allows us to really not just help ourselves, but the ripple effect helps potentially generations in the future. And here's the thing, right? Because patterns and traumas and all these things are passed on. I say this from my own experience of having grown up in a very kind of volatile household, emotionally volatile household. A lot of those things were passed on, and that's part of why I work on. I continue to work on, personal development and growth and growing my self-awareness and changing my patterns, because I understand that I picked up a lot of that, you know, as a child, unconsciously even, a lot of it. And that if I don't change it and fix it, not only will I live a less happy life, but I, again, potentially can pass that to the generations to come. So if you look at it from that standpoint, and you know, this is all inspired, this conversation is inspired by the Bad Batch, Omega and the Bad Batch, right? If you look at it from that perspective, the work that you're doing, because a lot of it has come from, you know, childhood experiences, traumas, big T, small T traumas, you're working on the traumas that have been passed down to you from who knows how many generations, right? And so we talk about, or, and you've heard about kind of generational traumas embedded into the DNA. It happens. It's a real thing. And if you don't believe the science, you can go look that up. You know, traumas can be passed down and repeatedly passed down so much that it eventually gets embedded into the DNA. And so the work that we do as adults on ourselves in our personal development, personal growth, it's not just woo-woo, right? It's not just you know, think positive. It's really deep work that we have to do, because these are deeply ingrained traumas that have come from, at the very least, seven generations back. Right, there's that philosophy in Eastern, well, there's that principle in Eastern philosophy, right? You know, the work that you're doing on yourself right now is work that that's helping seven generations back, because it's traumas that has been passed on to you as far back as seven generations. Now, what's awesome is, because you're doing the work, not only are you helping seven generations back, but you're helping seven generations forward. So you know, we do this work to help break cycles, and it's okay. It's okay. A lot of it is really forgiving, right? Understanding that, you know, whatever situation that you might have grown up in, it's patterns, right? Patterns that the adults in your life were unconsciously carrying, and then therefore unconsciously passing on to you. And so you're breaking that cycle. You're breaking that cycle. You know, forgive and break that cycle. Now, there's some there. You know, I don't need to, or it's not my area to get into the why things are the way they are for you, or the cause of the specific causes of your patterns and the specific traumas that you've experienced. I mean, if there are some big T traumas, I would encourage you, please seek therapy. Therapy is something that was very much stigmatized for my generation, especially, you know, during the times when I was growing up. But now, you know, there's so much to be said about the benefits of therapy, and I encourage you. I haven't gone to therapy myself. Personally, I haven't gone down that road yet, but I know from being in this space, and you know, the other coaches and mentors and individuals that are out here trying to make a you know, an impact in the world, they have communicated to me as much that, you know, therapy is really a great road to go down, and can be very helpful for you. So if there are some especially bigger T traumas that you're experiencing, Yeah. Therapy might be a good option for you. Of course, I'll continue to do my best here on this show, you know, I can only do so much through the microphone. So, yeah, I mean, that's really the conversation, right? The traumas that Omega is experiencing right now, right? The stress, the volatile environment, the uncertainty. I mean, again, the sheer, you know, threat to life, right? And the world as we see it right now, our world, and the amount of uncertainty, the amount of stress, the amount of like really high level conflict that's happening in the world, in certain parts of the world, even just natural disasters that's happening, and just the disruption that's happening to an entire generation of children, it's gonna have major effects. I mean, just think about COVID alone. That was a big T trauma for children. And we're going to start to see the effect of that trauma that's still kind of ongoing. We have to, number one, work on ourselves, right? We have to address the things that is affecting not only our day-to-day, you know, kind of productivity and how we operate, but the interactions especially. And if we do that, again, we address and we work on the things that have been kind of plaguing us seven generations back, but also we are helping pave a brighter road and a better future seven generations forward. Right? This is really, it's profound. It's profound. And again, inspired by an animated cartoon, an animated show called The Bad Batch, and how well it's written, right? I always say Star Wars is so good because it has so much depth in the writing and the characters and the interactions. And, you know, any piece of fiction and literature, any good piece of fiction and literature will be a deep reflection of the human experience. And that's what I see. That's what I see with The Bad Batch. Omega definitely is the central figure. And so it shines a light on a lot of the really important themes and topics of what it means to be a child, not just in Star Wars, but on Earth, right? In this life, what it means to be a child. And so as adults watching that, I think it shines a light on the responsibilities we have to work on ourselves. That's why I do this show. Right? Personal development, right? Work on the things that we can work on so that we can be better human beings for ourselves, so we can have and live happier lives, but also so that we we can affect a change for the better in the world and the generations to come. So that's my message for today. Hopefully that makes sense. Again, there's a tremendous amount of volatility and stress and uncertainty in the world. And we can continue, if we don't keep it in check, we can continue to spiral down these kind of very dangerous roads into, honestly, extinction is where it leads. I mean, that's extreme. I think we're not going to get there because there is enough of us, doing the important work, right? You're listening to this show. That means you're doing the important work. So keep it up. Okay, well, that said, it's time for this week's shout-out. This week's shout-out, I've given a shout-out to before. It's an amazing organization because the topic is children and Omega experiencing these traumas, big and small, you know, living in this kind of crazy life that's very volatile. And we know that there are, again, a lot of children out there in the world living in volatile situations, very marginalized, very at-risk children, whether it's, you know, regions of conflict like we see happening over there in Ukraine, we see it in Syria, but all over the world, even if it's not conflict, we see, global disasters, right? Environmental disasters happening around the world. I mean, earthquakes all over the world happening. And so sometimes children are left to fend for themselves, or left in situations that has been, you know, a complete upheaval of, you know, what would be any kind of semblance of quote unquote normal life or stability, right? There's so many children experiencing this, and so there's an organization that I absolutely love, and I've been contributing to, and just kind of been a unofficial spokesperson for many years now, almost 10 years, 9 years this year. I'm actually really proud of that. I started contributing to this organization in 2014, and I've never looked back. So I encourage you to check them out. It's an organization called Worldwide Orphans. Well, they were originally called Worldwide Orphans because the focus was on orphans around the world. But they've since expanded, you know, the services and the help that they give to not just the children and not just orphans, but to the communities that support these children, right? Like the adults in their lives, and to just give them more tools and just better kind of ability to rear these children in so that they can have more stability in their lives. So this organization, Worldwide Orphans, now called WWO, it's doing great work, and you know, there's never enough, right? There can never be too much help, especially when it comes to children. And so I encourage you, if this is something that calls to you, if this is something that interests you, please look them up. It's WWO.org. Sorry, WWO. Yeah, sorry. That's a tongue twister. But it's WWO.org. It's an amazing organization, and I'll link all their socials and their website in the show notes of this episode. But I encourage you to really just take a look at them, and if it calls to you, if it strikes you as something that you want to support, please support it. I have this thing where if everybody just donated $1 a day, or even $1 a week, right? That's $52 a year. But imagine if we had 1,000 people donating $1 every week. That's $1,000 a year. $1,000 every week going to this organization that they can then, you know, put to work helping children and communities around the world that are again most at risk, right? These very kind of marginalized and at risk communities. So it's really important. Again, this is that seven generations, right? Because if we don't continue to do this work, what ends up happening is, well, yeah, the traumas, big and small, get passed down. And so Worldwide Orphans, WWO, is doing tremendous work to help break these cycles of trauma, break these patterns, so that these kids can grow up to be well-adjusted and balanced adults, so that these traumas don't continue to get passed down generation after generation. So that's who I want to shine a light on, and I will continue to shine a light on Worldwide Orphans every so often throughout the year, because yeah the work is important, and it's always going to need help, and it's always going to need light. So if you feel compelled, at the very least, please go look them up. I'll leave the links to all their information in the show notes of this episode. And I encourage you to donate $1 a week. That's $52 a year. I think we can make that sacrifice. Okay, so that's it. That's it. That's going to be the shout out. Sorry, I mean, it's not really a shout out, because I don't know if Worldwide Orphans listens to this show. But if you do, Worldwide Orphans, I appreciate all the work that you're doing around the world for the children and the communities that are in these kind of volatile situations and most at risk. So, Worldwide Orphans, this week's shout out goes to you. All right, well, that's going to do it for this week's episode. Thank you again for giving me grace and allowing me to just kind of work through this craziness that is my schedule and my workload. I appreciate it, but I want to continue to have these conversations. This is one of my favorite things during the week, to record this episode and to share with you just my insights, my ahas, the conversations that Star Wars inspires in me as it relates to personal development and personal growth. So I hope it continues to help you. These things that we have to address in ourselves, it's important work. Like I said, today's episode is just to really highlight how important that work is, because it can affect generations to come. So thank you for allowing me to just show up as I show up, you know, to show up as myself, and you know, to not judge me in these times when I'm not as necessarily reliable as I used to be. But that will all, I mean, it's just a season, right? Everything's a season. This too shall pass. So I appreciate each and every one of you. Thank you for listening. You mean the world to me. Of course, we will catch you next week. As I said, I will be in Mexico next week, but I am going to pre-record an episode before I leave. So you'll definitely still get an episode from me, regardless of the fact that I will be finally sitting at a pool with a cocktail in my hand most of the entire week. So thanks for tuning in. I appreciate you. You are the best. You mean the world to me. Keep fighting the good fight. Keep shining the light, right? For light in life. And until next week, be well, be safe. May the force be with you.
This podcast is not endorsed by the Walt Disney Company nor Lucasfilm Limited, and is intended for entertainment, educational, and informational purposes only. The official Star Wars website can be found at www.starwars.com. Star Wars, all names and sounds, and any other Star Wars related items are registered trademarks and or copyrights of Disney and their respective trademark and copyright holders. All original content of this podcast is intellectual property of Path of the Jedi, unless otherwise indicated. Thank you.